T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the second hour of the show is going on now.
We're still here.
We're still here, like we always are. And so we got to, during the second hour, and a lot of you folks are calling and texting in about the deer tag stuff. We'll try to get some more information to you that we don't know. And for me, either Jay Cantrell or Charles Ruth, and talk about that in more detail. And there are a lot of questions I can't answer, so we'll just do that at a later date. But during the second hour, Buck Girl's going to bring us the Roadkill Cafe.
Yes, sir.
We eating white perch again?
We're eating white perch again, but we're doing it different. We're using leftover boat food. We talked about boat food last week on the blog. So we're using leftover boat food to make white perch.
Okay. And then we'll also got some announcements from the PBC High School Tournament Trail. Their schedule's out, and also cover an article from the Post and Courier about some acreage that was added up at Jones Gap State Park.
Yeah, a lot of acreage.
And talk about that. And then looking forward to talking to our buddy, Captain E, down from the Grand Strand. He's going to give us a fishing report and
see what's going on down there.
See what's going down. Yeah, I saw a funny video with him and his daughter.
Oh, we're going to ask fishing. Him about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And then we got our calendar of events, which we'll the first one's going to be with Troy Landry. He's going to be on our show next week.
I know, that's going to be cool. Yeah. It's exciting.
So we'll talk about that. And then our parting shot about not feeding meth to alligators.
Yeah.
Good idea.
There's some crazy stuff going on in our world. That's for sure.
Yep. But first, it's time for...
Well, today, since we talked about boat food last week on the Upstate Outdoors blog, I figured we could use leftover boat food to make some fish.
We eat leftovers all the time anyway.
We do. But I was looking through a cookbook that PG handed me this week called Cooking on the Wild Side.
Yeah, that was published by South Carolina, North Carolina, Mississippi, and whoever.
Yeah, several years ago. So I was flipping through because we're always looking for recipes and stuff to cook. And, you know, you kind of get in a food rut. I mean, I'm sure everybody gets in a food rut, but we certainly do. So the coolest recipe that I found, Cheez-It baked fish. And I've seen several baked fish recipes using cornflakes and saltine crackers. But the Cheez-Its sounded good. And that's like, you could even probably use the stale ones and it wouldn't hurt anything. They won't be bad. It just loses their crunch. It'll be all right. They have actually written a recipe out of redfish, but we typically release redfish and not keep them, so we keep the perch. So that's what we're gonna cook these tonight. So.
Could you use, instead of the Cheez-Its, could you use goldfish?
Fishy fish?
Yeah.
Goldfish fish?
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe we should do the variation and try it with goldfish.
Yeah, okay.
So let me get started before I get rambled on. 6 skinless fish fillets, about 5 ounces each. Half a cup of butter, 4 tablespoons of shredded Parmesan cheese. What they mean by shredded Parmesan cheese is actually the stuff that you get in the refrigerated section, not the powdered stuff that keeps for 6 years and it never goes bad, but the real Parmesan cheese. Half a teaspoon of salt, half a teaspoon of pepper, 1.5 cups crushed Cheez-It crackers. I like to take those and throw them in a Ziploc bag and beat on them with a rolling pin. But we're gonna use the goldfish, or maybe we'll mix them together. Tablespoon of parsley flakes and 1 egg. So what you're going to do is preheat the oven, 375 to 400 degrees. Melt the butter, which you can do it in the microwave, even though PG doesn't like the microwave. Melt the butter in the microwave or in a saucepan and allow it to cool. After the butter cools, take the egg and just beat the egg and the butter together. Make sure that butter's not warm and it'll try to cook that egg. So what you're using that egg is an egg bath. So you take all the dry ingredients, including the Parmesan cheese, and you mix it up in a separate bowl. Fish goes in the egg bath, roll it over, and then it goes in the dry mixture, roll it over, and then on the pan. So lay in a single layer in the baking dish and place in the oven. You're going to bake for 25 to 30 minutes, and the fish, when it's done, it should flake easily. Looks like done fish. This recipe serves 4 to 5, or 2 if you're me and Peachy because we're hungry.
Yeah.
No, this would be good with broccoli.
Yeah.
With a side of broccoli or green vegetables or salad.
Anything but a bag salad.
Anything but
a
bag salad.
I'm starting to get sick of the bag salad.
Well, and I mean, we
all. Not coleslaw. I like coleslaw with fish.
I know, but this isn't fried. We're trying to get away from. We're trying to be healthy and we're trying to get away from fried. Although it does call for a half a cup of butter, but you don't use it all. I mean, you're just, you know, just flipping.
Yeah.
So it's not too bad. We're gonna try this evening.
Awesome.
With the leftover boat food.
Okay. That sounds
good.
We're
going to get back on the deer menu next week, though.
Are we?
Yeah.
You already got one picked out?
Yeah, sort of. I'm going to make one up. We're going to cook something interesting next week, making our own recipe.
I tried to get her to do a turtle recipe.
Yeah, he did. Y'all, there's no good turtle recipes out there anywhere except for turtle stew, and it's 111 million degrees. Who wants to eat turtle stew when it's 111.40 million degrees?
There are people out there who have, and we're talking about snapping turtle.
Yes.
Because the mud turtles aren't fit to eat. Everybody knows that.
Yes.
Harder's been telling me that for years, or he did tell me that for years. And, but snapping turtle's good. But there are people, ooh, I'm not doing that. But there are people who eat and know how to clean and prepare turtle. It's supposed to have like 19 or 17 or 13 cuts of meat in it.
Looking at turtle recipes.
Yep.
On one of the wildlife websites, turtle meat purchased.
Yeah.
Is like $30 a pound.
There you go.
And I'm like, whoa, we're not doing that.
Yeah, we should have grabbed that when it was in a road a couple years ago.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat roadkill.
Huh? No. Well, he wasn't dead. The one that I picked up and that lady.
It would have ripped your thumb off before you would have gotten it.
No,
cleaned.
I picked him up and I took him down there and the lady yelled at me, "Why'd you put that back in the pond for us?" Because he's out there in the road. Yeah. Well, he eats duck. You know, the whole snapping turtle versus duck thing that we had in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat anything out of the neighborhood ponds.
We were actually gonna do a Halloween decoration of a one-legged duck with a snapping turtle.
I'm still not done with that yet. I think that'd be hilarious.
Just to cheese the neighbors off because they were like, those turtles eat like turtle got to eat something.
Yeah, we're gonna make a one-legged like stuffed duck and a big old turtle.
Yeah,
it'd be hilarious.
All right, well, let's get our break.
Yeah,
we are gonna talk about a couple of announcements from the PBC High School Tournament Trail and also
started.
Got some information about the state park, and so we'll get on that.
Cool. Y'all stay with us right here, 106.3 WOR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, for summertime. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of planning and all. You know, this is kind of the off season for a lot of stuff.
It's the dog days.
Getting ready for the fall tournament, whatever, getting ready for deer
fishing.
Season, whatever, fall fishing.
Deer season,
stuff like that. And PBC High School Tournament Trail has announced their 2019-2020 high school tournament season trail. This is off their Facebook page. It says, for the upcoming season to accommodate additional growth, and my goodness, there's been a bunch of it.
Man, there's 300-something boats showing up at those things.
Yep. And so we have decided to divide the trail into two groups based on last year's school points. They got a Group A and a Group B.
Even odds.
Starting to sound like the Bass Pro Tour and
MLF.
You know, Group A, we got the shotgun round. And anyway, Group A will be the schools who finished in the odd numbered positions 1, 3, 5, 7, and Group B and so on down to whatever group.
300.
Group B, yeah. Group B will be the schools that finished in an even numbered position 2, 4, 6, 8, 120.
Yeah,
338.
Yes.
Okay, anyway.
Been a long
week. Get the idea. The groups are listed below the schedule in this schedule. The 2020 Classic will be a three-day event this year. The first 2 days will be on Lake Wylie, and they've moved the timing up into April to avoid some of the conflicts that occur in May. The third day will be announced on Thursday that week. So again, they're sounding like
that's really cool, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
so it's two on Lake Wylie and one on
Mystery Somewhere,
and that will be for the top 20 high school teams from the Classic and the top 5 middle school teams. So,
for those of you who don't know, this is a huge program.
Yeah,
and most schools in the Upstate are involved and have teams. For those of you that don't have a team, you got your kids interested, wanting to get going.
Yeah, if your school doesn't have a team, then rather than go to the PBC High School Tournament trail directly, you need to find a captain and get your team together.
Yeah.
Or
most schools have a team right now, though.
Yeah. All of them except for Hillcrest High School and Wade Hampton High School.
Yeah, we looked down the long list, and I don't know why neither one of those do.
Wade Hampton had one a while back, my alma mater.
Hillcrest. My alma mater. I think the Hillcrest had one last year, year before last. They may have just not registered yet on the list. I mean,
yeah.
It is early, and most of the high school sports meetings are not until after school starts. And
yeah.
I know we still have a few weeks until school starts, and so they might not be added onto the roster yet.
Well, there's also the schedule. The schedule for Group A will be September 21st, be at Lake Russell. November the 9th will be at Clark's Hill. December the 7th will be at Kiwi. February 15th will be at Hartwell. And then for Group B, October 19th will be at Hartwell. November the 16th will be at Lake Murray. January the 11th will be at Lake Russell. And then March the 14th will be at Clark's Hill. And then, like I said, the Classic will be days 1 and 2. That's all combined, the best, the top 20 will be at Lake Wylie. That's on April 17th and 18th. And then the Classic Day 3 will be to be announced. And
Lake X.
Yeah. If you go down here and look at all these teams and stuff that they got.
They're splitting up the field into two groups because logistically it is very difficult to put 350 boats of kids in the water at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not enough parking anywhere at any of the ramps around here.
Well,
it's cool. I mean, you know, it's a great program to get your kids involved in something besides playing on their iPad and watching TV. Getting them outdoors.
Oh, yeah. So, in other news, I got this from the Post and Courier before my free look at subscriptions runs out. And look at this at Boat Girl's phone because it ran out on my laptop over here. So Post and Courier, you're not going to get any coverage from Upstate Outdoors unless y'all send me a
until
link.
Until next week. I think you get one free article a week on the internet. Yeah.
Anyway, a state park in the Upstate is growing by about a quarter of its current size with the addition of 955 acres of Blue Ridge Wilderness. That expands the popular park's capacity to accommodate visitors. What park is it? It's called the property, which is called Gap Creek, is going to be added to Jones Gap State Park, which is in the upper northern part of Greenville County. Now, the Nature Conservancy, which is an Arlington, Virginia-based charitable environmental group, purchased the acreage from private landowners for $3.7 million in 2017. And they got plans to eventually transfer it over to the South Carolina Department of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, which oversees the state's 47 state parks, right? The property likely won't be open to the public for about 2 years. let's see, it takes about 2 years, and during that time, they're going to develop amenities and make plans.
Trails,
and make it safe for
stuff.
Yeah, hiking stuff, yeah, and whatever, you know, bathrooms.
Yes.
Don't want new acreage and anybody go out there and go peeing and pooping on it.
This is not California.
No. Is that what they do out there?
I read an article last week about some of that.
Well, they just poop on the sidewalk there.
Yeah. We're on the other side of the country here. We're not like that here.
Now, once the property's open, it will help meet an already growing need to access the area with only 36 provided parking spaces. Now, Jones Gap often reaches capacity early in the day during a busy season.
That's
according to the tourism department. The new addition was the largest remaining unprotected portion of the Mountain Bridge Wilderness. That's a 40,000-acre swath of land between Table Rock and the North Saluda Watershed. Now, Gap Creek nearly completes the corridor, which was originally planned by the conservationist Tommy Weish of Greenville. I think we had him on the show
a while back.
2 or 3, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Gap Creek is a habitat for several rare species, including a type of big-eared bat. That's why he went up here, because everybody's making fun of his ears. He wanted to get out by himself. A critically imperiled green salamander. So what's he got, 3 legs? Or no, they're talking about, okay.
Yeah. No, not handicapped.
And a recently discovered species of the Trillium flower.
Okay. I'll have to look that up, because I don't know what that is.
Yeah. They also got black bears, songbirds, and fish are also known to live in the area. I bet you got a deer or two, too.
Probably a bunch of deer.
Yeah. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Nature Conservancy involvement in Palmetto State. The group also gave 300 acres of land to Jones Gap in 2012. And that donation was a product of a 3-year fundraising campaign that was supported by more than 400 citizens.
That's pretty cool.
So there you go.
Keeping it all green up there.
We appreciate you. And we'll
have to check that out when they get it going.
Yeah. And speaking of
it's not seasoned for anything.
Speaking of checking out, we got to check out right now and go to a commercial message, because we got Kat Mees on the line.
No, I'm excited.
And we got to promote the tourism down at the Grand Strand. That's where Captain E is. He's going to give us a fishing report, and then we'll talk to our old buddy. And don't worry, there's no hurricane going on.
Nope.
Okay, a lot of folks are like, "Cat me, that means there's a hurricane on." No,
yeah, that's pretty bad.
He's our hurricane reporter.
Right.
He has
come on this show with like no battery, no power, and standing in a foot of water.
That's right. But he's just going to give us a fish report, and we'll get into that right now.
Right here, 106.3 WO.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, well, our next guest, I don't want anybody to get upset or get afraid, because normally our next guest is reporting live on Upstate Outdoors when there's a hurricane on the coast. But that's not the case. We just decided to call down to the Grand Strand and get our buddy Captain E and get
just
us
a fishing report.
Just get us a little fishing report. So, Captain E, welcome back to Upstate Outdoors.
Great. Hey, man, it's great to join you and Boat Girl, and it's nice not to be Captain Cantor-E.
Yeah, it's nice not to be.
Did anybody get that one?
Yeah.
Did anybody get that one?
I got that.
Yeah.
Completely.
It's nice not to be standing out there on the marsh walk saying, well, I'm knee-deep in water right now.
And he's got no power. You know, cell phone half dead, right. Wind blowing 100 miles an hour. Yep, been there.
Captain E, I noticed that You're doing your take on Daddy Daycare the other day. You and Peanut were out in your Key West boat, your Marshall's Marine Key West boat, catching all kind of fish, and she was your cameraman.
She did so
well,
good.
You know what? She did really good. I was surprised when I went back and looked, and she was supposed to be my real girl.
Yeah.
And She's never been king mackerel fishing, and it was a last-minute idea, and we grabbed some great live bait and ran out to get in on this incredible bite that's going on right now. And it wasn't 10 minutes into it. The first reel went off. When it started screaming, she ran to the front of the boat. I said, what are you doing? You got to get back here and help me, girl. So she came back there, and I grabbed the phone. I've tried to drive that boat. You know how my boat's rigged up, twin power poles. I got everything sticking up out of the way. And so I tried to clear the lines, and I went Facebook Live and handed her the phone. I said, here, do something. You can work.
I'm surprised you didn't put her behind the wheel on the boat.
No, well, she did that. She did that yesterday, or when was yesterday, day before, whatever day this week we were out there. She decided without telling Daddy that she was going to bump it in gear. She didn't act. It was an accident. She bumped it into gear.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed we started turning, and she was driving. I said, well, see, now we're going to have to get you in that boater's education course and teach you to do this, because you might be an early driver. Daddy could use you, but... She did great. We had an awesome time, and I don't blame her. I tell you what, that reel went off, and if you've never been kingfishing and you hear a reel start doing that, you know, in her mind, she's thinking it's a 800-pound fish and everything else. So she reacted a little bit different than what I would have liked to have seen, but she did a great job with the camera, and we ended up catching some flounder and doing some other stuff after that. But it's always a blast. Daddy daycare with her is exciting. It's more exciting for me than it is for her, I think. But that daddy daycare ended that night. We actually fished a bass tournament, and for the first time in 7 weeks, we weighed in 5 fish. We caught 37 bass in 3 hours.
Wow!
And we had five to weigh in, and we were leading until the last two people weighed in. And I don't know who was more upset, her or me, but everybody kept saying, good job, Peanut, good job, Peanut.
So and y'all were in the salt in the morning and in the fresh water in the evening?
Yes, ma'am.
That is awesome. That's my kind of day right there.
And Captain, you got to tell the listeners, how old is Peanut?
Peanut's 5 years old.
Yeah.
5 years old.
It's like, oh, she's 11, she's 30. No, she's 5.
And she can definitely hang.
She can see over the she can see over the steering wheel if she's standing in the leaning post, right?
that's what she does. She stands up on top of that K2. She gets her feet back behind it.
Yeah.
On the K2, and she can stand up and see over the leaning post. It's pretty awesome. But she doesn't drive. That was an accidental happening, and she was scared, and then made the most out of it when she realized what had happened. And I'm just glad I wasn't standing on the back of the boat or on the front of the boat when it happened.
I'm going to tell you, though, you're raising them right. That's for sure.
Yeah,
That is for sure.
Well, Captain E, before we run out of time, give us a Grand Strand fishing report. What's obviously the king mackerel's biting and catching some flounder. What else can folks who are visiting the Grand Strand from up here expect?
I'll tell you, if you're coming down to Grand Strand the next week or so, it's incredible. I'm just going to tell you, this full moon this week really pushed the kings and Spanish right to the beach, the nearshore reefs. We've got a ton of bait. Manhaden are everywhere. You don't have to worry. I mean, if you hit the ocean out of Little River, Merle's Inlet, Georgetown, it doesn't matter. You're going to find plenty of Manhaden. Head out to that nearshore structure, live bottom, wherever you like to fish for kings. You're going to have great success right now. The Spanish mackerel, look for the schooling fish. You can catch some nice, decent schooling fish. Or if you get out and troll around these kings, you're going to catch some big ones as well. The flounder bite has another thing that's been phenomenal. And that's why I thought you were calling. I thought you wanted to hear about all this flounder bite. It's been incredible.
It's definitely flounder season.
Yeah, it definitely is.
You know, but normally this time of the year, and I go back to when I did charters full time, honestly, this is the time of the year where you look at each other about 4 hours into it, and you've had a decent morning or decent day, but not really that good. It's been incredible. These guys are catching last Saturday. I got a text from somebody before our radio show. He had gone 7 for 45 on a 4 hour charter.
Wow.
Seven keepers for 45 fish. Now, you're not putting a lot of meat in the freezer, But guess what? Last time I went fishing, I really, you know, I'm not really worried about that. The tug is my drug. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right.
The tug is my drug. That's what it's all about. So, but the flounder bite has been incredible, and they're biting really, really good on moving water. And I think it's that temperature change. So whether it's here in Merle's Inlet, Georgetown, South McClellanville, up in Little River, Hog Inlet, it's pretty much the same thing. That water gets moving really good. You get a temperature change, and those fish turn on and start feeding.
And if folks want to, if they want to get more information and plus get the ability to see your smiling face, you got a television show, the Reeling Up the Coast with Captain E. How can folks see that? I know you're on YouTube. Is that the best way for them to catch you?
Right now, if you're not in the Charleston area, it is. If you're not down in Charleston and Somerville and Edisto, it is. But down there, we're on Low Country CW. And then, of course, every Thursday, I'm on Fox Sports Outdoors. I love that on Fox Sports South. Giving the report from the North and South Carolina, fresh and salt water, with Barry Stokes. Of course, I think you've met Barry, or you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But also, you can go to my YouTube channel. It's Reeling Up the Coast with Captain E. And we're trying to get some new videos up there, new stuff up there. As everybody knows, social media is changing, and I fell behind.
So haven't we all?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm telling you, these young kids in this business, they know what they're doing. They're fast. They're quick. I mean, I've got a drone now. I have got two different cameras. I've got a new camera stabilizer. I'm just trying to catch up with the game. It's still going to be my ugly face, but hey, as long as I can keep doing what I'm doing, I love it. I love sharing fishing reports. I love making people's day on the water enjoyable, and that's what it's all about.
Well, Reeling Up the Coast is a fantastic show. For any of you that haven't seen it, it is certainly worth a look, you know, on YouTube or local if you're down at the coast. It's awesome. Y'all do a great job.
Thank you, girl. Thank you. I have a great editor. He's been doing it for 27 years. So.
Right.
He makes me look a lot better. He does a good job.
All right. Well, Captain E, thanks for the fishing report. Thanks for being on the show. And you folks catch him on a TV show. And, man, we just look forward to seeing you again.
Man, I'm just so glad to have Boat Girl on here. You guys sound great. Y'all are awesome. I loved last Saturday show. You guys are doing great. You guys are doing awesome. I can't wait to listen.
Thank you. That makes us feel good. We're having a good time with it.
That's
for sure.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. All right.
I know you are.
All right. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Thanks, Captain.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right. Man, we ran out of time. I was really wanting to ask him because, you know, he's got a Key West, same as we got a Key West, and I really wanted to get into the news about the Key West stuff.
We built our boat based on his. I mean,
yeah,
we
went down there
and checked it out and fished a little bit.
He had the same boat we had.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, this is it, you know.
Yeah, that's it. So, we're going to go to our break. When we come back, we'll jump into the calendar of events, and then we'll wrap up today's show with our parting shot about a warning from the Tennessee State about don't feed alligators meth. So,
you ever wonder what's wrong with people? I mean, for real.
So, we'll be right back.
Right here, 106.3 W.
Well, it's been a great Saturday.
Yeah.
A lot of information.
Yes.
And
info.
A lot of info.
Fishing reports.
Fishing reports.
Some stuff about the MLF.
Yeah.
Trying to get educated on that.
Well, and Captain E's going to have his hands full with Peanut in another 10 years if he makes it that long.
Yeah.
She's a cute little girl. But
she's as wide open as him.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
Yeah.
Captain Peanut. It's going to be Captain Peanut before it's over with.
It'll be Captain Peanut. It'd be Daddy. Because, I mean, here.
Yeah.
So. Sweet girl. Just bless his heart. He's going to have his hands full.
You're glad you had boys, aren't you?
Yes, I am. They tried to give me a girl.
Really?
Yeah. At the hospital.
Send that back.
When Will was born, they brought out a girl first, and I was like, nah, So we got Will instead.
There you go.
So, yeah, I wouldn't take a nap. But anyway, so now is the time when we do our calendar of events. And Boat Girl, what we got?
Well, we still got a couple.
Yep.
Big one coming up Friday, August 2nd. Evening in the Swamp 2 with Troy Landry.
Not Tom Landry.
That's what I was trying to enunciate. Yeah. Troy Landry from the Swamp People. This is the Outdoor Dream Foundation's annual event, their big fundraiser, celebrating 15 years of making dreams come true. They're going to have dinner, live auctions and drawings, and Troy. This is at the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center, better known as the Civic Center.
Yep.
At 3027 MLK Boulevard in Anderson, 6:30 p.m. Friday, August 2nd. Tickets are $25 a piece in advance. For more info and tickets, contact Coach Harold Jones at 864-226-8775 or Frankie McClear at 864-630-9340 or email brad@outdoordream.org.
And we're going to have Troy on the show next week.
Next week. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Saturday, August 10th, Woodruff Baptist Association has their sportsman's banquet with dinner, prize giveaways, and guest speaker Michael Edmonds, a blind hunter who continues to hunt using adaptive equipment. Michael will give his testimony about overcoming adversity that allows him to continue hunting. This is going to be at Selma Baptist Church, 851 Lawson Road, Woodruff, South Carolina, at 6 o'clock p.m. August 10th. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for children. If you'd like to go to that, contact Selma Baptist Church, 864-476-9788. That's going to be good. That's going to be a good banquet. Also, Saturday, August 10th, South Carolina Hunters and Landowners for the Hungry, their 14th annual benefit banquet. This their fundraiser for Hunters for the Hungry, and they added the landowners part for the Hungry. I think it's always just been Hunters for the Hungry.
Yeah.
Guest speaker will be Sam Weich, former head coach for Cincinnati Bengals and star quarterback for Furman University. They're having drawings, door prizes, firearms, the whole nine yards. It's going to be good. Philadelphia Baptist Church, 3119 Highway 56 in the big city of Pauline, South Carolina. It's at 5:30 p.m. Remember, 5:30 p.m., August 10th, which is on Saturday. Tickets are $25 in advance, $30 at the door, or you can purchase them online at schuntersforthehungry.com. That's all we got for now.
Awesome. If you have a calendar of event that you would like for Boat Girl to read or any other information that you would like to throw to us.
Stuff y'all want to get out there.
Stuff you want to get out there, you can email us at upstateoutdoors@1063word.com and we will get it on the air. Be happy to do so. Of course, we're, you know, benefit type stuff, nonprofit stuff. If you want to if you want to talk about stuff that you have for sale and would like for us to promote that, then
probably not.
The folks downstairs.
Yeah.
No, don't say probably not. Steve would say,
tell them
to go.
Go downstairs.
Go downstairs and see Devin or whoever. One of the other managers down there? Anyway, yeah, you'll enjoy that. So we do that too. But we don't do that. They do that.
Yeah, I was about to say, we don't know what
we're
doing when it
comes
to
that. But in the meantime, it's time for our parting shot. All right, well, in honor of Troy Landry, pick this off of Fox News. It's a warning from Tennessee police not to flush drugs down the toilet for fear of creating meth gators.
Where do you get this stuff?
That's something old Troy would like. Chewed him. He'd be like,
"Nah, don't shoot him. Let him go. He's all contaminated.
He won't stay still. Or he's too still anyway." So word to the wise, don't flush your meth down the toilet. That's the warning coming from the Loretta Police Department in Tennessee after investigators said they caught somebody attempting to flush methamphetamine along with several items of paraphernalia on Saturday. The department advised against disposing of drugs, including pills, via the sewage because when you send something down a sewer pipe, it ends up in our retention ponds for processing before it's sent downstream. Now, our sewer guys take great pride in releasing water that is cleaner than what is in the creek they release it to, but they are not prepared for meth. I mean, really, who is?
Yeah.
But in addition to birds, officials said if the water headed far enough downstream, it would create meth gators in Shoal Creek in the Tennessee River down in North Alabama. Okay.
And the last thing anybody wants is to have methed up gators.
Well, they said they said we've had enough methed up animals in the past few weeks without our help. So if you need to dispose of your drugs, just give us a call and we will make sure they are disposed of in the proper way, right?
Along with a little click-click and ride in the back of the car. Yep. That's what needs to happen.
And a free place to stay for a while and all that. So there you go.
Three meals a day.
Yeah, you got meth.
Click-click in the back of the car.
Yeah, need to get rid of it. So,
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with people.
Troy Landry next week. Don't forget about that.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Chewed him.
Well, ask him, say, Troy, you ever shot a meth gator before?
And he's going to go, what? What?
That's a tree shaker. That's a tree climber right there.
Yeah.
When your meth gator goes from shaking the tree to climbing the tree, you know, gets all nervous looking.
Danger to wildlife.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, yeah, look forward to have that. And,
it's going
to
be fun.
Yeah. Well, and also, we got anything else going on? Oh, we can't really announce that, but we'll get more to talk about the deer tags.
A lot
of folks want to talk about that.
I think it's going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
With the tags. I mean, we don't know all the details yet, but we'll do some research this week.
Get Jay Candrell or Charles Ruth on the show.
So nobody panic about your deer tags.
That's right. They'll be there. Well, that's the end of the show. Want to thank our guest for today, Andy Montgomery, for being on the show. Also, Captain E for being on the show. And stay tuned next week. We're going to have Troy Landry on the show. Want to thank everybody for listening. It's been just go out there and get outside and have a great day.
Y'all have a great rest of the weekend. We'll see you next week right here, 106.3 WORD.
Stay tuned for John and Chuck. They'll be up right behind it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.